Youths and Sports. At Tendere Stadium in Gutcha, Kisii County, Gusii Starlets head coach Lettore Yori has every reason to be proud. His team recently secured a resounding victory in the Regional League Zone A, defeating three formidable opponents, Tombe River Plates, MJ14, and Chimera Starlets in a single day. These triumphs not only positioned Gusii Starlets at the top of the league table, but also earned them a promotion to Division 1, Zone B, where they will commence their campaign in the next league competition. This promotion is a significant milestone for the Gusii Starlets, a team that has consistently showcased resilience and determination despite numerous challenges. Ayori, elated by their success, attributes this achievement to the hard work and dedication of his players. "The three wins give us a lead at the league table," he said, underscoring the importance of this momentum as they prepare to face tougher competition in Division 1. However, while the on-field victories have been impressive, the team's journey has not been without its struggles. Ayori candidly speaks about the logistical challenges that the team faces, particularly in terms of transportation, saying lack of reliable transportation has often made it difficult for the team to travel to various match venues, which could be detrimental to their performance and morale. To address these challenges, Ayori has made an earnest appeal to the community and well-wishes for support. He is advocating for crowdfunding, urging supporters to contribute as little as ₦50, believing that even small contributions could collectively make a significant impact, particularly in covering transportation costs, providing lunches for the players, and paying match officials. Oyori's call for support extends beyond just financial contributions. He is also seeking sponsorships that could provide more stable and sustainable backing for the team. He emphasized that the girls on his team are highly motivated and have the potential to advance to the National Super League if given the necessary support. "The girls are motivated to play and get promoted to the National Super League," he noted, highlighting the potential for growth and success that lies within the team. One of the most pressing issues Ayori raises is the stark disparity in support and recognition between male and female soccer players in the country. Gusii Starlets in action with MJ14 girls soccer team at Tendere Stadium in Gutcha, Kisii County, while addressing media after the soccer action on Sunday, August 25, 2024. He laments that women's soccer was often overlooked by society and leaders alike, leaving talented female athletes without the necessary resources to excel. This neglect, he believes, is a significant barrier to the growth of women's soccer in the country. "If well-sponsored, women's soccer has the potential to attract a large fan base in the country," Ayori stated, emphasizing that with proper investment, women's soccer could flourish and inspire a new generation of female athletes. He urged the government, particularly the State Department for Sports, to allocate a budget specifically for the development of women's soccer, believing that such support would be crucial not only for the growth of the sport, but also for empowering young girls who see soccer as a path to a better future. Many of the players on the Gusii Starlets team are school-going children, an age group that Ayori believes is ideal for nurturing talent. He takes a personal interest in the development of these young athletes, often engaging with their parents and teachers to ensure they received the support they needed to balance their education and sports. For players from financially disadvantaged backgrounds, Ayori even offers scholarships, helping to ease the burden on families and ensure that these young talents could continue their education while pursuing their passion for soccer. Beyond education, Ayori is also attentive to the basic needs of his players, including providing sanitary towels to those who need them. He sees this as an essential part of supporting his players, many of whom come from underprivileged backgrounds. In this regard, he has called on the county woman representative to step in and provide additional support, particularly in the provision of sanitary towels, which are crucial for the well-being of the players. Oyori's commitment to his players goes beyond just coaching. He takes pride in having guided several players to higher levels of competition, with some being signed by the national team, local clubs, and even international clubs. "This," he says, "is his greatest dream, to see the young girls he coaches achieve success and recognition at the highest levels of the sport." As the Gusii Starlets prepare for their next challenge in Division 1, the team remained hopeful that with the right support, they could continue to break barriers and set new records in Kenyan women's soccer. Oyori's appeal is a call to action for the community, sponsors, and the government to recognize the potential of women's soccer and invest in its future. With the right backing, the Gusii Starlets could not only make history in the league but also inspire a generation of young girls to dream big and reach for the stars.